Mishnah says on Daf Kuvov, Ashoichet v'amaylu b'chutz, chayiv al hashchitu v'chayiv al halo. If someone takes a korban and he does a ma'isa shchita b'chutz, chutz, meaning outside the azore is the mokim where the korban has to be nishchat. If he shefts it outside the azore, he's chayiv, there's a chayiv koris. V'hamayle b'chutz, meaning if he takes that same korban that was nishchat b'chutz and he is maktir, the literal translation of mayla is he places it on the mizbeach b'chutz, but the Rishonim, Rashi, va'oid in many places say hamayla, meaning he's maktir, he does a ma'isa aktora, he takes the korban and he throws it into the fire that he makes outside the azore. That's the meaning, the actual meaning of ma'ila b'chutz. There's an issue of Eliyahu Bahara Carmel, which the Oruch Lener in Yevamos discusses, but la'acher ho'iyun, the pshat in hamayla, l'fi the Rishonim, is he throws it into the fire. The pu'ula of aktora, says the Mishnah, he's chayiv a separate chiyuv on the halah. It's nageya that if he does both these pu'ulos, both these actions of shchita and aktora b'chutz, in one forgetting, behelim echod, he's chayiv two chatois. This is what the Tanakhama holds. Rabbi Yossi Aglili disagrees, and he says, Rabbi Yossi Aglili oimer shochat bifnim vehelo b'chutz is chayiv. If a korban was nishchat bifnim kedinoi in the azore, that means the korban, if it was nishchat in the azore, then he takes this korban and he does a ma'isa haktore b'chutz, he takes this Dovor Hanishchat from a korban and he goes outside the Azor and he throws it into the fire, then he's chayiv. However, Shochat b'chutz v'hela b'chutz potter. Shaloi hela ela dovor posel. If he takes this korban that was nishchat b'chutz and he is mailit b'chutz afterward, he throws it into the fire b'chutz, he's potter. Why? Shaloi hela ela dover posel. Because if there was nishchat bifnim, in b'chutz, I'm sorry, it's posel. Omru loy derabonan esk Rabbi Yossi Aglili, af ha-shoichet bifnim u'mayle b'chutz, kevin shohitziyoi posloi. According to you, that a korban that's nishchat b'chutz, which he takes and he does a pu'ula, a ma'isa haktoreh, b'chutz, he's potter because the korban that he took was a korban posel. So the Rabbanan ask, if so, hashoichet bifnim, when he, every time when a person takes a korban that was nishchat bifnim in the azara, and he takes it and he does a ma'isa aktora with it, he should also be potter because he was maila, a dover posel, a korban posel. Rabbi Kiva Eiga asks on this Mishnah, he asks a very, very strong kasha, that l'chayra, seemingly there's no comparison between shochat bifnim umaylo b'chutz and shochat b'chutz umaylo b'chutz. That means, in short, The Rabbi Yosi Aglili and the Rabbonon disagree if there's a chiyuv on halah of a korban that was nishchat b'chutz. The Rabbonon are proving that there is from nishchat b'fnim v'helo b'chutz. So Rabbi Kiva Eger asks, what's the comparison? Nishchat b'fnim v'helo b'chutz is a korban that's roi to be brought even after he takes it outside the Azara. The korban is roi. The korban still has a hakrova b'fnim. In certain circumstances where it's ola al gabi mizbeach, the din is, even though the korban was nifsal, as soon as it, when a person takes a korban outside the Azara, as soon as it's taken out of the Azara, the korban becomes posel. However, the korban, that this part of the korban, I should say, the imurim, or the basar of the oila, that became nifsal, if afterward it goes, it's on the mizbeach, if it got somehow to the mizbeach hachitzoy inside the Azorah, right, the mizbeach hachitzoy was in the Azorah, that's ola. The din is, once it was ola on the mizbeach, lo yered. The din is, you have to be makriv this korban, the imurim, or the basar of the oila that was ola agabe mizbeach, even in its posel state. That's the Mishnah before we had on Daf Pei Dalid, that the absurd that are Allah Yere. Now, where the korban was nishchat bifnim, and then it was taken outside, even though the korban is posel, the korban still has a hakrova of im Allah lo yered. It's still roi to be brought, to be korev bifnim, meaning the azoreh, bifnim on the mizbeach, if it was Allah al gabi mizbeach. However, a korban that was nishchat b'chutz, even if you'll take it and put it on top of the mizbeach, it will not be roi to be brought. There's no olu lo yerdu on a korban that's nishchat b'chutz. A korban that's nishchat b'chutz has no akrova in any what way, even if it was olu gabi mizbeach, even if it was mashal b'anahor, which we may discuss a little later. It is no akrova on a korban that was nishchat b'chutz. So how can the Rabbanon prove from a korban that was nishchat b'fnim and afterward was the person took it and was maila b'chutz? He took something that is roi b'fnim. How is it roi b'fnim? It's roi b'fnim if it would be ola gabi mizbeach. And how can the Rabbanon prove from there that just like over there there's a chiv on the halo b'chutz, so too there should be a chiv halo on a korban that was nishchat b'chutz, where the korban has no hakrova whatsoever? This is a very, 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 very strong kasha. But let's go to the Gemara on Daf Kuf Zayin, which the Gemara elaborates on the Etzem Shita of the Rabbanon. That means the Gemara is going to explain the Makor. We have a Machlokes Akoponim, the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yosi Aglili. They hold Lamaise and Azei Paskin the Rambam Soif Hilchis Maisa Kabonis Paskins like that, that there's a Chiyuv Halah not only on a Korban that was Nishchat Bifnim, a Korban that was Nishchat Bifnim, which was afterwards the person goes and it makes a Maisa Ktor on it Bechutz, he's Chayiv, but also a Korban that was Nishchat Bechutz, there's a Chiyuv on the Haktorah as well, even though the Korban was never brought bifnim. The Korban, the person was Makdish a Korban before he shechted it, he did anything, he took it outside the Azorah and he made the Shechita with the Halah b'chutz. And the Gemara says like this. The Gemara wants to know, how do we know that bechlal, that there's a chiyuv on halah of muktorei chutz? The Gemara calls a korban that was nishrat bifnim, and afterwards he was maila bechutz, that's called muktorei pnim. It's a korban, the maisa halah was on a korban that has a haktorah bifnim. There's another korban which is called muktorei chutz, and that's the machloikis we just discussed between the Rabbon and Rabbi Yossi Aglili, where the korban was nishrat bechutz, and afterwards a person goes and takes this korban that was nishrat bechutz, and he is mailed bechutz. That's called muktorei chutz. And the Gemara brings a drosha. It says in the pasuk in Parshas Achrimos, va'aleim toimar. Valeim Toimar, the Vov, alludes that even a korban that was nishrat b'chutz, but if it was taken afterward in its current state and was hooked up b'chutz, a person goes and takes this korban and he makes a maisa halah, a maisa aktor, we should call it, b'chutz, he's chayiv, that's called muktorei chutz. Then the Gemara asked, if so, if there's a chiyuv on halas muktorei chutz, when the Mishnah in Krisus on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the Mishnah elaborates about all the Krisus that there are, the Mishnah counts the chorus of halas chutz as one, asks the Gemara, and the Gemara remains with this kasha, if, like, according to the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that they hold that there's a chiyuv halah on a korban that's nishrat bifnim, that the Gemara calls muktorei pnim, and there's another chiyuv as well on a chiyuv when a person does a maisa aktora on a korban that's nishrat bechutz, which is called muktorei chutz, ask the Gemara, there should be a separate chorus in the Mishnah. The Mishnah should count a separate chorus, one for a halas, the haktora of muktorei pnim, a haktora of a korban that was nishrat bifnim, and a separate chorus for a haktora of a korban that was nishrat bechutz. The achronim is that l'chayra the klal, when there's a separate chorus, meaning to say, when a person does in one forgetting and have one halah, in one helim, he does different shemois, which each one is a separate category of chorus, then he brings separate chatois. The Gemara obviously holds over here, and that's why the Gemara asks that when a person does a maisa haktorah on a korban that was nishrat bifnim, and he does in the same forgetting behelam echot a maisa haktorah on a korban that was nishrat bechutz, we should consider the two maisa haktorahs as two separate categories of haktorah. There are two, we call that two shemois, we call this two shemois of haktorah. The Achroinim asked, there's a klal at the beginning of Krisus that either two things that have the two different Krisus, when the Torah gives a separate chorus, that makes it into a separate category, that puts it into a separate category, or when the Torah places a separate lav, that puts it into a separate category. When you have two with the same chorus and the same lav, if there's no hechrach, if there's no reason that they can't be one category, we don't consider them as two categories. Why does the Gemara, if so, consider the halah of a korban that was nishrat bifnim and the halah of a korban that was nishrat b'chutz? Why does the Gemara consider that two separate shemois, it's a two separate categories of halah, that when a person will do that, will take a behema and shecht it, a korban, I should say, and will shecht it bifnim, and then will be maila b'chutz, and will take another korban in behelam echad, and will take it and outside the azam and shecht it b'chutz, and be makter it b'chutz. Why should the haktore, the halah, the haktore of the first korban that was nishchat bifnim, and the halah of the second korban that was nishchat b'chutz, why should they be considered one shame and one category of halah? Why should they be considered two? They shall choyra, they should be considered one. There's only one lav and one kavis, unless there's a reason to say it, they have to be two. Why does the Gemara consider it two separate categories of halah? L'choyra, there's a yesoid. The Chazon Ish is meramis to it. Others say it b'shem the Briskirov. When we misamik a little bit into the concept of halah, perhaps that's why the Gemara understood that the chiyuv halah of muktori pnim and the chiyuv halah of muktori chutz has to be two separate shemois and categories of halah. Why is this so? Because let's think, when a person takes a korban that was nishchat bifnim, he's taking a korban that has a hakrova, like we mentioned before, the chiyuv of chutz is only on a korban that has a ru'uyis, is roi bifnim. That's the Mishnah later on, Daf Kuftes, that the klal always is only a korban that has a ru'uyis, that's roi to be brought bifnim, such a korban is chayiv b'chutz, such a korban the Torah gave a chiyuv chutz. That means a korban that was nishchat bifnim, this korban has an ability to be covered bifnim, therefore there's a chiv on this korban to be mailed, to be makdir bechutz. However, a korban that was nishchat bechutz, this korban, once it's nishchat bechutz, has no hakrova bifnim. A korban that was nishchat bechutz is not roi, has no ability to have any what way, on what, in any what way, what form of akrova inside the azara. So when we stop and think, if the halah of the korban that was nishrat bechutz is in the same category of the halah, which we say halah meaning haktore, of the korban that was nishchat bifnim, l'chore, the halah, the chiyuv haktore of the korban that was nishchat bifnim, is a chiyuv on something that has a ru'uyis bifnim, it's roi to be brought bifnim. And a person went and took that and was makter it b'chutz. A korban that was nishchat b'chutz, the korban now, when he's taking this korban and he's being mailed b'chutz, there's no ru'uyis whatsoever on this korban that we should say that he should be chayiv for taking a korban that's roi b'fnim and being mailed b'chutz. Elamai, the Gemara understood that al kochoch the chiyuv to be makdir a korban that's nishchat b'chutz is a separate parsha, is a separate category, a separate shame. How will we explain this? We'll explain it as follows. The chiyuv of taking a korban that's nishchat b'fnim does not pertain only to korbanis. We see in the Mishnah later, on Daf Kufi Beis, Amid Beis, the Mishnah has to speak out that if someone takes the menorah, the neiros, and he's mativ the neiros of the menorah, hatovas haneiros, that's cleaning out the kalim that held the shemen and the psila, cleaning it out in the morning, like it says in the pasuk, baboiker, baboiker beitivos haneiros, that's called hatovas haneiros, when he takes the shemen and the psilas, the old shemen and the old psila, from the ner, and that's considered an avoid, it needs a koyin. The Gemara says, what happens if he does, with the Mishnah says, what happens if he does that? Bechutz, chutz la'azore. Says the Mishnah, yipoter, and like it says in the Braisa later on Daf Kuf, tezvov amit beis, the ptur is only because it's not a gemar avoida. There's an avoida afterwards, after the atovas aneiros, that's not considered a gemar avoida, it's hadloka after atovas aneiros. See the shulchan as well. If someone's mesada the shulchan b'chutz, the Mishnah has to tell us that he's potter. And like the Braisa says also, because it's not a gemar avoida. Now, if the chiv chutz would be suyin, it would be mugbol, it would only be a chiv that pertains to a korban. So how is this chiv possible by halah of muktori chutz? How is this possible by Allah of Muktori Chutz? That means, let me explain. The Chiyuv of Halas Muktori Pnim, the Chiyuv of Halas Muktori Pnim, like we said, is not, does not pertain only to a korban. It's in every avoida. Now, that's, if Hatovas HaNeirois and Sidur Shulchan would it be a Gemara avoida, there would be a Chiyuv Chutz on it, even though it's not a korban. So we see that muktorei pnim does not pertain only to korban. However, when someone takes a korban and he's mailit a korban that was nishchat b'chutz, we call muktorei chutz. Like we said, the chiv can't be for taking something that has a hakrova b'fnim. So what is this chiv? Obviously, the chiyuv is, like the Rambam is magdir, it's a chiyuv to take a korban and make a hakrova of this korban b'chutz. You take a korban and you shecht it b'chutz, there's a chiyuv on the shechita. When we take the same korban that was nishchat b'chutz, and he's moisif in the hakrova, not only was there a shechita, but there was also a halah, it comes out that he's taking a korban that was already in the process, in the midst of the hakrova, and he's adding to this hakrova by being maila, the korban, b'chutz. So we look at the halah together with the shechita, that this is or he suffer this halah in the hakrovas hakorban. So we can recategorize, and we'll say that to make it clearer, the chiyuv of halas muktori pnim is a chiyuv, like we said before, of doing an avoida where the maisa avoida has a ruyus bifnim. It could be a maisa avoida that's not shayich, not kosher to korban. It could be hatovas haneiros, it could be sidur shulchan. If they wouldn't be avoida sheina tama, that means if they would be a gemar avoida, it would be a chiyuv chutz. So perhaps we could say the chiyuv of halas muktori pnim is a chiyuv on every maisa avoida that's roi to do bifnim. If a person does a maisa avoida b'chutz, such a maisa avoida that's roi to do b'fnim, then he's chayiv b'chutz. However, a korban that was nishchat b'chutz, that he takes afterwards and he's mailit b'chutz, this korban is not something that has any ruyis b'fnim. There, the chiv is a different chiv altogether. Gemara understood there has to be a different way of of categorizing this halav muktari chutz, because we can't categorize it together with the regular halas muktari pnim, which is taking, doing an avodah, which is roi bifnim, which is lav dafka by korban. Here, there's nothing that's roi bifnim. B'shas, he takes this korban that was nishrat b'chutz and he throws it into the fire b'chutz. He's not taking anything that has any ruuyas b'fnim. There's no maisa avoida here. Al kochoch, we have to say, and that's how the Gemara learned, if the chiyuv is for being makriv, k'loshin arambam, sheloi nakriv, loi lahakriv korban b'chutz. Just like there's a chiyuv to take a korban and shecht it b'chutz. In fact, it's even weird there is no din to shech the korban b'fnim. The Rambam paskins sira mishtaleach. A sira mishtaleach has no shchita b'fnim. Its whole avoida, whatever it has b'fnim, is vidui. And afal pikein, the Rambam says yichayiv if you take this sira mishtaleach and you shech it b'chutz, the chiv is to be makriv the korban b'chutz with a maisa shchita. It was Nishadish, and that's the Rabbonon, that's the issue over here. Between the Rabbonon and Rav Yosi Aglili, the Rabbonon hold that besides the Shechita, if he's Moisif, and he goes ahead, and he does a halor, meaning he takes the korban that was Nishrat Bechutz, and he throws it into the fire, that he, the Chiyuv is not for doing a Maisa Avoidas Pnim, Bechutz, like by Halas Mutori Pnim. However, the Chiv is for taking a Kolbin that's in the Hakrova process, and he's Moisif in the Hakrova, and he goes and he takes this Kolbin that has a Shechita Bechutz, and he's Moisif in the Hakrova, and he does a Halah. The Chiv is a Chiv for being Makriv, the Kolbin Bechutz, Al Yedei, taking this korban and doing a maisa torah on it b'chutz, even though the chayra, once the korban is nishrat b'chutz, there's no shame, there's no korban that's roi b'fnim, but it's enough of a shame korban. We have to say that stam a yisoid that says that really is pretty clear from this mishnah, that a korban that's nishrat b'chutz still remains with its kedusha. It doesn't lose its kedusha. In fact, Rav Chaim in a letter writes that from this mishnah is a raya that kochim shemesu still retains the kedusha. It's not chulin gemurin. However, says the Gemara, this chiyuv on taking a korban that was nishrat b'chutz and being mailed afterwards b'chutz has to be a different shame and a different category of chiyuv halah, because it can't fit into the regular chiyuv halah of muktari pnim. Summing it up, bekitzer, we could say the Gemara understands there are two separate categories and two separate shemos of halah. One is called halah's muktari pnim, where the chiyuv is not dafke on korban; it's taking an avoida, doing a maisa avoidas pnim, instead of doing it bifnim, doing it b'chutz. Halas muktori chutz is already a different shame halah. It's taking a korban that's nishra b'chutz and being mailed b'chutz, that's being makriv the korban b'chutz. One is a chiyuv for doing a maisa avoidas pnim b'chutz, and one's a chiyuv for being makriv the korban b'chutz. With this we can answer a very strong kasha. There's a kasha that Achroinim asks on the Gemara. The Gemara needs, that's the Hemshech over here on Daf Kuf Zayin. The Gemara is looking for a Mekor. How do we know that there's a Chiyuv on Zrikas Adam B'chutz? V'hod Esnan HaZorik Mitzvah Domen B'chutz Chayiv Menola. The Tzoyin Kadoshim asks others as well, what is the Gemara need a special mekor that is a chiv if someone does a zrikis dam b'chutz? Meaning, if someone takes the dam of a korban and he's zoyrik the dam, instead of doing the zrika b'fnim, he does it b'chutz, he's chayiv. ask the Tzak, the Tzayin Kadoshim, and others, why isn't it poshit that there's a chiyuv? Just like when a person is maila a kolben that was nishchat b'fnim b'chutz. That means he takes a kolben after it was nishchat b'fnim. He takes this kolben and he does a maisa tor b'chutz. He's chayiv on it mitzad, because there's a maisa halah per se, or he's not chayiv on the maisa halah per se. Araya, how do we know other avoidis that are gemara avoidis that are not haktora? For instance, nisuch hamayim. If a person takes nisuch hamayim and he is menaseh, he pours three lugan of mayim that are meyuyed for the mizbeach b'fnim, he does it b'chutz on sukkis, he's chayiv. Nesochim, if a person is makd in nesochim, even if it's not a kol, if it's not the emurim, Rashi says later the chiv we learn out from the pasuk of halos muktori pnim. Rashi on daf kuf tezvav amid beis v'srabu luhu ba'af koyu. Yes, the tzayin kadoshim and others, why isn't zrikas hadam nichlal? Why isn't that? Poshit. Why isn't it poshit that there should be a chiyuv when a person is zoyrig dam b'chutz? As just like there's a chiyuv chutz on all avoidis. Why do we need a special limud on zrikas hadam b'chutz that is a chiyuv? Perhaps the way we were saying till now with this, it's miyushiv. It's possible that where the korban was nishchat b'fnim, so the korban now is a korban that's roi to be brought b'fnim. The dam is roi to be nizrak b'fnim. When a person will go ahead and take the dam and be zoyrig this dam b'chutz, could be that's possible. That's simple. That'll be chayiv b'chutz, because it's like every avoider. If it's a gemar avoider, it's poshit, it's simple, that there's a chiyuv chutz on an avoider that's a gemar avoider. However, where a person takes a korban that was nishchat b'chutz, and then he takes the dam and he zoyrig the dam b'chutz, there we can't assume that there's a chiyuv on this zrike maise zrike b'chutz, because the way we explained halas muktori chutz is a separate, and it's a separate shame, and it has its own category of chiyuv halas chutz. The Torah says when a person shefts a korban b'chutz and afterwards he's makdi the korban b'chutz, there's a chiyuv for being makriv the korban b'chutz, a special chiyuv, and it pertains to korban. And the chiyuv was said on shechita and alah. Perhaps the Gemara is asking, avada, when I'll take a korban, when a person will take a korban that was nishchat b'fnim, and then he'll take the dam and he'll be zoyrig the dam b'chutz, of course he'll be chayiv, like every other avoider that's simple, that we don't need a special limud, the same way we don't need a special limud that menaseich and makdir and other avoiders are chayiv b'chutz. And see, the Shulchan and HaTorah says, if they would be a gemar avoider, they would also be chayiv b'chutz, mikoyach, the chiyuv of halos muktori pnim. But the Gemara understands that if a person will be zoyrig the dam of a korban that's nishchat b'fnim, there'll be a chiyuv on the zrika. The zrika happens to be a gemar avoider, like all other avoiders that are gemar avoiders that's poshit. We learn out, like Rashi says on Kuf Tezvav Amud Beis, we learn out from halos muktori pnim. However, what would be in the case, the Gemara is talking about where a person takes a korban that was nishchat b'chutz, after it was nishchat b'chutz, now this korban is not a korban that's roi b'fnim. There's a new shame called hakrovas korban b'chutz, the shechita and halah. Ask the Gemara, how do we know that there's a chiv on zrikas adam b'chutz? We only know that halah is part of this hakrova of korban b'chutz. How do we know zrike? That's the Gemara, that's the sugi over here. In Kainam Advarim, that would answer up also, that would answer the kasha of Toisvis over here on Kuv Zayin and Toisvis in Paras Chattis as well, on Kuv Tezvav Amid Beis. Toisvis asks a stira that is the Gemara by us has one Yalfusa, how we know that Kabbalas Hadam B'chutz is Potter. And the Sugin Paras Chattis, there's another Yalfusa, how we know Kabbalas Hadam B'chutz is Potter. Here the Gemara says, because doesn't say Zrika, the Gemara says, it has to say Zrika, Lo Yoyma Zrika V'teisimi Beinaya. The Gemara says by us, from the fact that the Torah has to tell us Zrika, that's how we know Kabbalah not. The Gemara later says, it says Ha'oila, it has to be a Gemara Voida. So Tosis, yes, it's a Stira. Here the Gemara says one reason why Kabbalah Sadam B'chutz is Potter, because Im Kein Lo Yoyma B'Zrika V'teisimi Beinaya, the fact that the Torah has to specify Zrika, that's a Rai that Zrika, only Zrika, not Kabbalah is Chayiv. And the Gemara on Kuftes Rov on the base brings a drosha that Kabbalah Makabel Domim B'chutz is Potter because it's not a Gemara Avoida. Taisus asks, it's a Stira, perhaps like this it's Meyushim B'tuv Tam. The Gemara by us on Daf Kuf Zayin, the issue is an issue of a Kolbin Chutz Halos Muktori Chutz, when the Zrika was done in a Kolbin that was Nishchat B'chutz, where the Chiv is a Chiv for being Makriv a Kolbin B'chutz. Says the Gemara, how do I know if a person's Mekabel Domim on a Kolbin that was Nishchat B'chutz that he's Potter? There's a new Akrova called Akrova's Kolbin B'chutz. That's the issue of the Gemara over here, and that's what the Gemara says. The Mekor is, because in Kein Lo Yoyma B'Zrika, the fact that Teiru has to specify Zrika, from that is a Raya that Zrika and Zrika ain't Kabbalah Loy. However, the Gemara on Daf Kuf Tezvov, the issue over there is Halav Muktorei Pnim. If we go through the Braise there, we'll see that the Braise is talking about Halav Muktorei Pnim. Halav Muktorei Pnim, the Chiv is to do a Maisa Avoides Pnim Bechutz. There, there's a Tnai, it has to be a Gemara Avoida. If it's not a Gemara Avoida, that's the Yafus over there. It comes out, in short, there are two Sugis. The Sugi Bayos is discussing Halos Muktorei Chutz, a Zrika of Muktorei Chutz, a Kabbalah of Muktorei Chutz. The Sugi on Daf Kuf Tezvov is discussing Halos Muktorei Pnim, a Kabbalah from Muktorei Pnim. It's two separate sugis with two separate yafusis.